You're listening to Outdoor Living with Ed Ball.
What should people do in the fall to prepare for the winter?
So, I think the chief things that you want to do in the fall to prepare for winter is I always talk about, you want to put your plants to sleep, so to speak, for the winter. So all your perennials, you want to cut back to the ground. Because all of that foliage is going to die off anyways, so you might as well cut it back to the ground. I like to prune a number of flowering shrubs and trees, mostly flowering shrubs back, like your roses or your hydrangeas, depending on the type of hydrangea, back to the ground, not back to the ground, but say 12 to 18 inches off the ground. You can also do that in spring, but generally I try to do that in the fall. So you really want to just kind of prune things back, prune off any new growth that you don't want. You don't want to do that when it's going to be super cold. You want to do that in October or, maybe early November, depending on the weather and things like that, so that you're just, in a sense, allowing things to be dormant. And so you can prune things back to more of a kept level. And then during the winter time, you can prune your deciduous trees because they tend to do real well, do fine because they are dormant. They've lost all their leaves. Your evergreens, I really wouldn't prune too much during the winter time. I would save that for your spring cleanup and mulching. In the fall, you can also mulch if you have a thin layer of mulch and you want to just add a little bit more insulation to your planting bed. I have some clients who like to just add what I'll call a dusting or very thin layer of mulch just so everything looks consistent at the end of the year, but it's not necessary. Most of the time I have found landscape companies are over mulching, and a lot of properties that I go to where I've asked to consult, their maintenance contractor has put like heaped mulch on their plants or on their trees, which creates a whole nother series of potential issues by having too much mulch. So you don't really want more than 2 inches of mulch on your planting beds at any one time.
To learn more about Ed Ball, visit www.ebla.pro and find Ed on your favorite social media platform at It's Ed Ball.